Dozens of Duke Energy employees dotted a river walk along the Dan River today. From afar, the kneeling and squatting workers in blue company t-shirts resembled turtles on a downed tree trunk. Beneath a light rain, they were hammering, drilling, and trying to improve a boardwalk, as well as the bruised image of the nation's largest electricity company. Paul Newton is Duke's North Carolina president.
Everybody makes mistakes. We wish it hadn't happened. But I feel very strongly that we're going to learn from this and we're going to be stronger as a company. And I think that our communities are going to see that.
Danville is about 20 miles downstream from Eden, North Carolina. That's where the coal ash spill happened last February. A stormwater pipe ruptured and 39,000 tons of potentially toxic coal ash poured into the Dan River, some of it deposited at a dam near here. Duke Energy has since removed that coal ash. Much of the sediment spread out and settled across the riverbed. As part of its cleanup efforts, Duke announced today it would allocate $1.5 million for projects along the Dan River Basin. It's part of a $10 million effort to improve waterways in a larger area.
We're touching not only the Dan River Basin with those dollars, with great projects for, you know, conservation and otherwise, but it's also going to touch other states.
Across five states, how much goodwill or how much does $10 million really get you? How far does that go? What does that specifically do?
Well, I think that depends on the quality of the projects that come forward. I mean, we're asking 501Cs, C3s, we're asking local governments to school systems to come forward with ideas that they would like to implement to better the quality of the water, and we're going to fund the good ones.
I think it's a start. It's a first step. Duke has said they'll make it right. I've been skeptical all along.
Gary Miller is the vice mayor of Danville. He says today's announcement by Duke doesn't undo the damage caused by the spill or alleviate some of his other concerns.
We don't know the long-term effects. These heavy metals in the water and in the soil that sink to the bottom can cause effects years from now.
Environmentalists have long called for the closure and removal of coal ash from storage ponds or dumps at 14 Duke Energy sites in North Carolina. Frank Holloman is a senior attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center.
The most important thing you can do is, instead of engaging in public relations, is to actually stop polluting the rivers of North and South Carolina and Virginia.
Yesterday, Duke Energy announced plans to do just that in South Carolina. However, the company has not made that pledge in North Carolina or in Eden, site of the spill.
It is really a shame that today, at the Dan River site, Duke has yet to begin cleaning up the coal ash in the lagoon that dumped coal ash into the Dan River.
Holloman says there is a risk of another accident taking place, but Duke officials say the chances of that are slim. Mike Dougherty agrees. He's the director of economic development in Eden.
Corporations, I worked in one for 15 years, they're not obligated to do anything. And Duke Energy, relative to other corporations, has been a great corporate citizen. And as I said, they're trying to make it right as best they can under the circumstances.
Almost 8 months after the spill, the circumstances in this story remain fluid. Last week, Governor Pat McCrory allowed a coal ash cleanup bill to become law without his signature. Some have criticized that coal ash measure for being too weak and requiring no immediate action. Looking ahead, two other central questions linger. Who would pick up the tab for removing large amounts of coal ash? And what, if anything, will come from the federal criminal investigation into the relationship between Duke Energy and the state agency charged with policing it? Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.